Crashed out last night, man.
Shout out to Funny Mike, man. Funny Mike recently apologized to his girl, mother of his kids, for being too intoxicated and doing what intoxicated people do sometimes, depending on your character.
Bro, crashed out last night, man. And did too much, disrespected Jaleel, the mother of my kids again. Talking to females and shit in the parking lot. Got mad at Jaleel and shit, man. That shit ain't cool. So moving forward, Chip, man. Because I don't want to lose my family. That's one thing. I'm going to leave that liquor shit alone. That shit ain't cool. That shit ain't cool at all. So no more drinks for me, Chip. And just working on being a better man, bro. Because I ain't perfect, bro. But I do a lot. I do fuck up a lot, bro. I do fuck up a lot. And I'm trying, bro. Before I go try to do this shit with somebody else, bro, I'm gonna try to make this shit work with my family. You know, cause that shit ain't cool. So moving forward, bro, I'm done with that liquor shit, bro.
It's important for us to understand, if you don't know, this is the land of empathy, bro talk. So we talk relationship topics, we talk celebrity news, stuff like that, but from a point of empathy, it's important for us to understand, you know, as human beings, we make mistakes, right? On here, I talk a lot about how women do this, how men do this in relationships, right? So, bro, being able to look at his actions and publicly address his issue, I'm very sure the lady involved would definitely be happy that he's making a public apology. Some people might be like, keep your relationship issue private. But of course, clearly, he is a celebrity, a public figure, right? So it's understandable why he would come out publicly, especially since the activity, the event was public. As he said, it's in the parking lot, right? So congratulations to him. For me personally, I think it's a big thing. It's a very positive thing for him to be bold enough to come out and say in front of everybody, yo, I was wrong, right? And let's tackle another thing, liquor. Alcohol, you know, alcohol, what alcohol does is bring out, first, generally, alcohol, it breaks off the inhibitors. So your thinking, right? That thing that tells you, stop, don't do this. Alcohol basically, you know, cuts that off, right? So as people will say, alcohol brings out the real you to a certain degree, at least the real you at that time. And bro, understanding, you know, that, you know, it wasn't cool. And addressing this situation, I think, is a very big plus. This is bro talk, you know, guy talk, my talk, your talk, lady talk. And it's important for us to know the things, the vices in our lives that are limiting us, holding us back, you know, that make us act not the way we want to act. Everybody has, you know, things that they wish they would, you know, like they say, regrets, right? And in this situation, I definitely see it as bro realizing that alcohol is not his thing. Some people, they can handle their liquor, you know. Some people cannot. Or some people, you know, act the same way or even more controlled with their liquor, while some people don't. I think the key thing is understanding who you are, right? Understanding what kind of individual you are and working that way. So I definitely give bro props. Now, you know, some men might say, oh man, he's not being manly, apologizing, because some men do feel this whole alpha thing is really a thing where people feel they too great to apologize. A man should not apologize. A leader should just take lead. Realistically, that's not the truth. That's not the case. It's never the case, right? Once you're not able to say, I'm sorry, I apologize, I did something wrong, especially you knowing within yourself that that's not something you wanted to do, I think, you know, once you're not able to take accountability, you've already lost. What's the saying? Pride comes before fall, right? There's a study, or at least there's a post recently that I saw. So the study says men will live, 10 years, roughly 10 years more if they have someone supportive, like a supportive girlfriend, or, you know, supportive partner. And I definitely agree with that. I don't know if it's 10 years guaranteed, but we are human beings. We are social creatures, right? Yes, you can do it on your own. There's another saying I heard a long time ago. It says, you go further with a team, but you go faster on your own, right? So we all need, not necessarily need, we having somebody would make this process of life that's already challenging a lot easier, right? And I think understanding that factor, I think bro definitely making a good move, right? Apologizing is not, we're not too big to apologize. We're not, it doesn't make you less of a man. It doesn't make you less of an individual. It doesn't make you less of a leader anyway. You know what I mean? As a leader, you should know if you go on the wrong path, you're accountable for the individuals that are following you. Mind you, this is depending on what kind of relationship they do have. If your relationship is based on 50-50, cool. If your relationship is based on, certain parts, compartmentalization, also cool. But as individuals, we should definitely understand ourselves and try to make it work, right? Another study says 74% of men would rather be alone than deal with somebody, basically someone that makes their life difficult, right? And it's also understandable that way. And, it comes down to what I usually say, knowing yourself and knowing what you can handle, what you can't handle, right? It's always better, right? If you know you cannot deal with this, don't deal with it. Don't put yourself in situations where you have to deal with it. Just ignore, avoid all that. So I definitely respect Funny Mike for this, truly, because it takes a lot, for a man to suck up his pride and apologize, especially in public, where everybody can laugh or ridicule or say this and say that, right? And I definitely support, going forward, men, women, whoever it is, one, taking accountability, and also, I always say, if you truly love something, somebody, something, you think of that thing, that person first before yourself, right? And in this situation, you can clearly see that he does respect his wife, or his baby mama, right? And of course, this is Bro Talk, Land of Empathy, right? I'm trying to start a whole new thing now where we're not just reacting to trending topics just because it's trending, but we're doing what the mission is. Spreading positivity and empathy, right? I definitely agree with his move. This is just my opinion. It doesn't matter because at the end of the day, this is their relationship. But of course, this is Land of Empathy. So when we're reacting to everything, we're reacting to it on an empathetic level, putting ourselves in bro's shoes, putting ourselves in the lady's shoes, right? And in general, when it comes to relationships, I just think it works better when we can understand each other than just setting different points and said, oh, this is how, right? So I also said, like the thing we just seen, if you know you can't handle it, you can't deal with it, of course, don't get involved with it. But if you go and get involved with it, understand, it's not just about you, it's about the individual too, right? And of course, we see from the current study, or just looking at it as human beings, we understand that humans are social creatures, right? So of course, we're going to want, we live longer from sharing connections. That's how, human beings thrive. That's how society works, right? I always say, be a part of society, stick with the rules. That don't mean you have to conform to society. But of course, I'd like to hear your thoughts about this. This is just my opinion. You're going to share your opinion. We're going to all share our opinion. This is a land of empathy. Whether I agree with it or not, I can understand where you're coming from. So let me know in the comment section, of course, and I will see you on the next video. Stay mighty, because we are all mighty. Peace and blessings.
Almighty Push.